when you don't celebrate their holidays, when you don't celebrate their birthdays, when you don't celebrate their Super Bowls, when you don't celebrate their bar hopping, when you don't celebrate their music or their media or their false doctrine, when you definitely don't celebrate their lies and false doctrine, when you don't celebrate the culture lies and the bloodline lies, and you don't celebrate their traditions, and you don't celebrate their repeat sine wave junk, then you become strange and weird and an enemy, and they pretty much hate you. Why? I saw this my whole life, because I didn't even celebrate that stuff when I was a kid. So, and I saw it growing up. And so when I got married, I didn't celebrate. I didn't do the Christmas tree. I didn't do the holidays. Something inside, I didn't know why. I just didn't. It's just something wasn't right. And I said, this is not, this is all fake. I knew it was fake. I didn't know why or how I knew, but I knew it was all fake. And I scratched my head and I thought, we just did this last year. The Super Bowl just was last year. And it's like they're celebrating the sine wave. They're celebrating the snake. When you don't celebrate their Halloween, and you don't celebrate their Easter Bunny, and you don't celebrate their superstars, you know. Oh no, such and such singer's coming to town. We got to go to that concert. Oh no, something superstar is going downtown. Let's go see them. I thought, you people are stupid. Why would I spend my time, money, energy, and gas to go see a human celebrity, so-called, because people like their movie, and they didn't even write the movie. They didn't even write it. All they did was read some lines. All they were actors. Why would you go celebrate an act? Something that's not real. I'd rather celebrate something real. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that when you no longer connect to the 3D repeat snake sine wave sin system, they try to make you sound like you're crazy. When you have actually stepped out of it, crazy into sanity. You left crazy town and you moved into sanity. I don't celebrate their chefs. I don't celebrate their cartoons. I don't celebrate their what else do people celebrate? Oh, their shirt, their name brand shirts, their name brand shoes. I don't celebrate any of that. I mean, I've actually seen people my whole life, they only bought name brand clothing. It was crazy. It was insanity. I mean, I would sit there and I'd say, okay, so they bought this shirt because it was a, what was the name of those shirts? I don't even know the name of it. Seemed like it started with an I. Well, I only buy Levi jeans or whatever they did. I don't celebrate your name brand vehicles. I don't, you know, they actually worship a, if you drive this vehicle, I'm a found on road dead, you know, first on race day. I buy it because it's cheap and it's supposed to last, you know. Their parades, I don't celebrate their parades. And if I keep listing stuff, you're probably going to think you're crazy. No, I'm not crazy. It's all fake. They won't celebrate Jesus, but they'll celebrate some kind of parade. Now, what's that about? A bunch of clowns. They'll spend all that money on a parade and waste that money. Look what happened to Hitler. When you lift anything down here, any person, anything, any institution, you lift it up on a pedestal, right? You try to rise up. It always falls, it always crashes, and it always burns. Because it's all fake. The golden calf. They melted all their jewelry and made a golden calf to worship. And you see people celebrating their diamond ring. And do you realize there's diamonds are unlimited? They just manipulate the market. Diamonds are like a rock. There's so many, but they regulate the mining company. It's all regulated. It's all set up. It's all, what's the word I'm looking for? It's all fake. This whole reality's fake. It's fake. Do you understand? It's all outward show. It's just clay going back to the ground. Clay going back to the ground. Wake up. The Super Bowl is going to happen next year and the next year and the next year if America's still here. And it's the same jerseys, the red versus the blue. People, when they go, you watch these women, they go get their nails done at this place. I got to go to this place. I got to go get my hair done at this place. The branding. I'm only going to eat food from this place. I could understand if you trust a place with food. But a lot of times, the places they go to, there's other food. It's just the same meat, just another place. And the people argue that. I understand why they argue that. But you'd have to trust who you're eating your food from. I understand that. You know, when you buy from Amazon, pretty reputable, but Walmart has risen up. It seems to be pretty reputable now. I understand that part. When you buy something or you try to buy from something somebody you can trust, I promise you though, most of the stuff that you think you're getting is just fake. It's fake. Fake is all get out. They put that brand on it, but it came from the same factory in China, or used to, India, China, or something, that all the others, they just put a different label on it in the factory. You know it's true. You know it's true because the same engine might be in your Ford as is in your Toyota or parts of it. It's so ridiculous. I mean, if you really think about what I'm saying and you think about all the products and all the superstitions and all the brands and all the idolatry and all the worship of days and new moons and holy days. Oh, no, there's a red moon. What does that mean? Who cares? Jesus could come back at any moment. Oh, there's a red moon. Uh-huh. So what's your point? Jesus could come back at any moment. It's a repeat. And this is really going to make people mad, but you see people get all googly eyes when there's a new baby born. But if you think about it, that baby's getting ready to have a rough life. Man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Oh, how cute that baby is. That baby's going to have it rough down here, just like everybody. People go to I don't even celebrate their marriage. They go to a marriage, and this is a great marriage. Now, it does point to Christ and His church. I don't have a problem with that. But if you really think about what's going to happen, there's going to be trouble. The Bible says all that get married will have trouble. It's going to be trouble. If you really put your thoughts into it, and I mean really, when you die, it's better than when you were born if you're saved. Precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. That's Bible. All that split the matrix are mine, the firstborn. When you split the matrix, you come down into death. You come down into sorcery. You come down into darkness. That's why the sky's dark. You come down into gravity. The gravity of the matter is your body's going to the grave. Your mortal body's already headed to the grave. What quickens it? The Holy Spirit. So my point is, I'll give you an example. Somebody wants to put a new, I'm going to put this new high fancy air conditioning split system in my house. But they find out after 5 years it's going to cost them a couple thousand to repair. If they'd have just bought a simple Goodman instead of a train that's had all them parts and bells and whistles, it would last longer and it wouldn't be that bad to repair. My point is, they put all this hope and effort in some kind of thing, THING, something down here, and it always falls. It always lets them down. It always will let you down, whatever it is. Some doctor, some medical system, some kind of medical or political party. They put all the some kind of leader. Trump's the one that printed all the money. That's why we're in debt. I vote Republican all the time, but look who printed all the money. Trump. Can't you see? Wells Fargo's in the news again for hoodooing people. And so these corporations will hoodoo you. People will hoodoo you. Because that's why corporations hoodoo you, because they're made of people. You will get hoodooed. You hoodoo yourself. You lie to yourself. So when you don't celebrate their new car, their new picture, their Christmas tree, their holidays, their favorite team, and you don't celebrate anything down here, and you don't get excited about it, and you don't, you know, it's kind of like, you know how a kid gets a new toy, and look at my new toy, and you say, oh, that's great, wonderful, that's great. You got you a new toy, don't you? You would think when they got older that the new toy excitement should go away. That's what you would think. That's to what it seems like, but it doesn't seem to go away. It seems to morph. And maybe get worse because they put all their, you know, at least with a kid, they get a toy and they get bored with it after a week. But usually with an adult, though, I'm going to buy this and sit, this such and such shirt till the day I die. And they stick with that line of clothing that's double the price of just a regular shirt until the day they die. It gets worse. It gets worse and worse and worse. It's like a cancer or mold and mildew. It just gets worse. The more you celebrate something that's temporary, the more you're going to try to celebrate something. You try to make it permanent, you know? It's temporary. Your artwork is temporary. Your computer program language is temporary. Some people worship their computer programming language. I was watching some programming videos. Some people just, I love this program. This is the only one this is the only way to go. One guy said, Unix is the worst language ever. It's like, what? It's crazy. But they want you tied to something down here in the system. Because if they can get you tied to something down here in the system that you celebrate, you won't be celebrating Jesus. It's good to have a hobby. All right, since I've been so negative, let me flip it a little bit. I don't want to be totally negative. If you have a hobby, do it. If you enjoy doing something, do it. But don't expect everybody else to be on board with your little temporary hobby, because it's all temporary. Don't get mad when somebody else is not excited about your little hobby. I mean, I could go on and on about just sitting back observing where people put some kind of, they only buy a certain kind of shoes or boots, or what happens when that company goes out of business? They only, it could be anything. A violin or a piano. Everything wears out. This is my point. Everything down here is falling apart. It's rusting. It's falling apart. It's getting old. So to put confidence and faith and trust in something down here in the temporal is just, to me, I just can't do it. And when you call them out on, and when you bring it to somebody's attention, say, because they try to impress upon you to worship whatever that thing is they're doing, or situation, or whatever it is. And you're like, and this could be with stock too. Well, you got to just buy a Tesla or whatever. What happens when it crashes? What happens when he dies and somebody else takes over and destroys and it gets ruined? It's really sad. By slowly disconnecting over time from the Christmas trees, from the holidays, from the music, from the TV shows, from the, if I do watch a series on YouTube or something, or a alternative media, I'll decode it. I'm not watching it for entertainment. I'm decoding it. But now it's just a waste of time. There's no new knowledge. There's no new words. There's not new anything. I'm going here to this restaurant, and every time I sit down, it's like, what can I get for you today? Same thing I had last time. Same thing, same boring thing I had last time. I might even say that today. What can I get for you today? The same boring thing I got last time. She'll say, what do you mean by boring? So everything's a repeat in the natural. But in the spiritual, you're free. It's unlimited. The only thing I want to leave to people is pay attention to what your inner person, and you'll catch yourself. Why are you building that tree? Why are you wrapping presents? Who told you to do that? Did you invent that? Who programmed you to think that that was normal? It's not normal. It's not normal. Putting a Christmas tree up and putting a box and wrapping it is not normal. I know that's going to make people mad. But it's just abnormal. It's not normal. Give gifts every day. Why at the end of the year? It's not normal. Going to watch the Super Bowl every year is abnormal. It's not even normal. Worshiping a clothing line is not normal. That's a golden calf. It's not normal. It's abnormal, I promise you. Going to the bar with a bunch of noise and thinking that's having fun. Go get drunk and all that loud noise. You can't even hear people. You're just standing around looking at people. And you're bumping shoulders and you're probably going to get sick. And if you don't get the flu, you'll get over a hangover or whatever. That's not normal. There's no communication. There's no communion. That's normal. Communication's normal. Going to the bar is not normal. It's abnormal, I promise you. But see, this is what I'm talking about. The death cult has made you believe what's abnormal is normal. A Christmas tree in your house? Cut it down, spend $60 or whatever they spend. Used to be 30. And put a tree in your house. And wait for, and tell your kids Santa Claus is coming, which is a lie. Tell your kids a lie from the, no wonder everybody can be gaslighted. They've been gaslit from a child. It's abnormal.